Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I'm your host, Bob Berry. As a child, Raymond Hawkins seemed a bit strange. Fellow high school students would often mock and laugh at him. But Raymond seemed to take such things in stride, until he grew older. Then, well, let's follow Raymond's bizarre odyssey in later years, shall we? Our piece is entitled Dark Compulsion.
Raymond, I want to talk with you. How was your trip? You have to tell me all about it.
Eventful. Very eventful.
So things went well.
Oh, yeah.
And how was he?
Didn't say much.
That's Carl, all right. You look whipped, Raymond.
Long bus ride.
Let me fix you something to eat.
Not hungry.
You should eat something.
I said I'm not hungry.
No need to be testy.
Mom, I've had a long, hard trip. I'm in no mood to talk right now.
All right, son. All right.
Sorry. Just need to catch my breath. Overall, it was a good trip.
And you accomplished what you wanted.
Yes.
I will be anxious to hear.
Give me a drink. Jack and a splash of Coke.
Of course, dear.
Thanks. Mom?
Yes?
Why do you keep that wedding picture of you and Dad on the wall?
Well, it was the one memory in our relationship that was magical, for me at least.
Seems out of place to me.
Oh, it's just a memento of better times.
I don't remember any.
Oh, it wasn't all that bad, was it? You had fun times, didn't you? Remember that time you took that garter snake to class on show and tell day and bit its head off with your teeth right in front of the class? The teacher and half the class ran out of the room screaming.
Yeah, it was a fun day.
I'll bet it was. And about that same time, you had mentioned your love for killing birds.
Oh, yeah. I had that BB gun. I used to shoot them from my upstairs bedroom. I had that window that overlooked that large tree, which was a roost for hundreds of birds. And I was a good shot. Damn good shot. I got to where I could down at least one bird in every three shots. Man, I was proud of that. There are baseball players who got less than one hit in three at-bats, and they're in the Hall of Fame. That's how good I was.
You must have been very proud of that. What did you do with the birds after you killed them?
A decent thing. Buried them.
Aw, I didn't know that. That was so nice of you. Then you went on to other things.
Of course. I had the bug. Went on to dogs, cats, other critters. Mm-hmm. Never was much of an animal lover. We had that neighborhood dog once. Mangy creature, barked all the time. You remember. Real nuisance. Uh-huh. At first, I fed him a tasty meal laced with shards of broken glass. But in 2 days, he was back barking at the garage door. So one night, I gave him another doctored meal, and while he was eating, I tied a rope around his neck and looped the other end around my car's back bumper. I let him finish his meal, then went for a long drive around the countryside. You know, asphalt, gravel, you name it. Rope was empty when I got home, so I figured he was done for. Till several days later when he barked near the garage door, scared the hell out of me. So I grabbed my old high school baseball bat and bashed his mangy head in.
Oh, but what a rush, huh? Oh,
damn right. Everyone thought Raymond was a loser. Nobody. Well, I proved him wrong. Yeah, but I did the decent thing with that mangy critter, too. Buried him in the woods behind our house. And that whetted my appetite for something more.
So now you've done something about that, haven't you?
And it was a piece of cake. I always pictured a human killing in my mind.
Why?
You ever walk down a street and have people laugh at you? Probably not.
Why do you suppose they laughed?
I don't know. You think I look funny? Crazy, maybe?
Not at all. But let's discuss your trip to Florida, shall we?
What do you want to know?
Well, you traveled by bus.
That's right. Dad had an apartment there, so I had the driver drop me off at a nearby restaurant in Cocoa Beach. I wanted some grub and a look at the ocean to clear my head a bit.
Were you having headaches?
Not exactly, just hearing voices.
Ooh, what did they say?
Nothing. Couldn't make out the words.
Well, what did they sound like?
Like the cackling and whispering of my old school classmates.
Tell me about the diner incident.
The newspapers covered it.
Oh, but I want to hear you say it.
Well, I got off the bus, walked across the road to the diner, got sand in my sandals, which pissed me off. Not a good start to my trip. I stopped, took my sandals off, and knocked them against the diner's door.
Then what happened?
This waitress bitch pushed the front door open, almost knocked me down. I cussed her out, but I went on in because I was hungry. And wouldn't you know, she was the only waitress working that day. I was the only one in the joint.
Was she polite when she waited on you?
She didn't make eye contact. Huh. Didn't smile, just slammed the menu down and walked away. Took probably 15 minutes before she took my order.
And you ordered...
steak. Rare. I very specifically asked for steak rare. Very rare.
And?
After an eternity, she brought it to me, lukewarm and overdone. That's what she did. I tried as politely as I could, and it was tough because I was seething inside. I told her it was not acceptable, and I wanted it rare. Rare! Mm-hmm. So then that bitch said in a phony, polite tone, "Oh, sir, we want you to leave now and never come back." She's leaning towards me with her fat hand on the table. I just lost it. I picked up my steak knife and jammed it hard as I could through the top of her hand. The knife, as well as her flabby hand, stuck to the table. I cut my own hand when it slid down the blade.
Good. And then?
She just blinked, was wide-eyed. She didn't yell or scream. So I grabbed the knife from her fat, bloody hand and left.
And how did you feel, Raymond?
Relieved. Excited.
Excited? How so?
Just pleased. I hopefully ruined her day, I guess. Although I did leave her a dollar tip.
Not the time for comic relief, Raymond. But?
But what?
The beach. Tell me about the beach. I want to hear about the beach.
I texted you on that. I told you who he was.
Oh, I want to hear it said in your own voice. What was going through your mind that evening?
I was sitting in the sand, staring at the ocean, hearing the voices. I was still licking blood off my fingers I had cut with that damn steak knife. Still had it in my hand. What a bitch she was. Then I saw this older guy walking with a familiar gait, and I knew who he was. I remembered how he walked, compliments of polio, so I got up and followed dear old dad. He couldn't have heard me walking behind him because of the waves. And I stabbed him several times in the back with a steak knife, fell face down with no noise into the sand. He's in a better effing place. At his age, I was glad I could help.
Son, please stop using that language.
Mom, I say what I feel, okay? I resented the way he treated me.
He certainly had his faults, didn't he?
Faults? He was a raging alcoholic who cursed and slapped you around, and whenever he was in the mood and you weren't around, he'd strip his belt off and beat my back. Finally learned to stop yelling in pain, and he'd stop sooner.
I remember, son. I could hear you whimpering in your room at night, And I finally drove him out of the house once and for all with that .38 pistol my brother gave me. I really wanted to pull the trigger that night and kill the SOB. But he left, thank God and hallelujah. But I don't think he could ever help the way he was. But you showed him, didn't you? You finally put him in his place.
I sure did. I put him face down in the sand. He had to go, didn't he?
Yes, Raymond, darling. He got what he deserved.
I'm tired, Mom. I can't take all this much longer. Are you as tired and sick as I am, Mom?
Yes, Raymond. Very tired and sick. Very sick.
Just turn away from me for a minute, okay? Just look at the picture of you and Dad on your wedding day. When you were both smiling.
If that's what you want.
Yes. It's what I want. What we both want. There's nothing to this. I'll be quick.
Yes. Quick, please.
I love you, Mom.
I know. I love you too, son.
I'll lie beside you, Mom. I promise.
Dark Compulsion was written and directed by Bob Berry. The cast included Kathy Morgan and Larry Adams. Original theme music by Brian Lee Wheat. Produced by Village Recording, Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Bob Berry. Join us again for another episode of A Walk in the Dark.